Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Can you believe episode 38? It is January the 25th, 2025, and this month we've been working on this thing we've been calling the Word of the Year, where you pick a word of the year or a word of the month. And we're very fortunate today in that one of our members, Kara, is here and she's going to teach a workshop. So we're going to switch gears. This is going to be a little bit different format in that you will listen to some of the workshop and there'll be places where you'll pause, go away, do some homework, and then press the play button again. So Alessandra, Word of the Year and Kara's workshop. This is exciting, right?
It is really exciting. And there is a word just for our group Creative Work Hour and all the creatives that come through. I mean, we are a combination of handfuls at a time. So it always feels small and intimate and warm. But really, we've had over 250 creatives come and stay for a season or just come and stay. And one of those people that have been here from the very first session as a founding member is Kara. And Kara she's a PhD. She works in all kinds of creative stuff and in the academic world as well. Kara and I have known each other for 4+ years. We've done some training together, and that's how we met. And she's always been around. And anytime that I needed like a creative or a founder's bit of listening or advice, she has always been there. Now, as far as Creative Work Hour goes, we tend to run things. We're more alike and more different than we realize. And this is one of those times we've been devoting all of January to Word of the Year, like a guiding theme that you can identify. Like ours for Creative Work Hour was rebellion year before last. Well, it worked out so well for us because as a result, we're not like anybody else. We do our own thing. We may have things in common with some other groups here and there, but there ain't nobody like Creative Work Hour crew. We're independent, we're rebellious, but we love each other fiercely and we will defend each other's creative work, even if it comes to blows. Yeah. So the word that I'm going to workshop today, I want to share it, because I don't know if it's going to survive the tests of the workshop with Kara, but I will go ahead and tell you so that if it does change by the end of the work that we do together in this podcast, we'll just see how it morphs. So the word is synchronous because we all are doing things same time, but synchronous pops up and hits me in the face because we were working Word of the Year at the very same time that Kara was devising and giving workshops on Word of the Year. I mean, mind blown. So Kara, welcome back to your honored seat, Creative Work Hour. And
thank you. The
floor is yours.
Thank you, Alessandra. And thank you, Greg, for having me. It's always wonderful to be with my CWH crew. So I have been picking a word, or it doesn't have to be a word. I want to make sure that part of the message I give today is that this is not about you have to follow some cookie cutter pattern that somebody else lays out for you. It can be a word, it can be a phrase, it can be a theme, but it's something that you use to sort of guide your year. And for those who are on the screen with me today while we're recording, I'm going to share a visual with you I can't do that. So I'm just going to describe a visual to you. So if you've got a piece of paper and a pen there or some other writing utensil, a crayon or a tablet device with a magic pencil, whatever that is, put a word or phrase that you're thinking about. So for Alessandra, it would be synchronous. I'm using the word simplify this year. And stick it in the middle of that piece of paper. And we're going to make a mind map of our word today. So you're going to, what that means, if you've not made a mind map, you're going to draw some arrows out from your word. And I'm going to guide you through those arrows. So this is that homework that Greg mentioned. So the first arrow that you're going to pop out is questions. And I want you to take just a minute or two, and I want you to list any questions that your word brings to mind. Anybody have one they want to share? Something that came to mind you want to share?
I can go.
Perfect.
So my working word is synchronous. And the question to ask about that is, because this is a word for the Creative Work Hour crew, is who's doing what at the same time?
Good. Perfect. Perfect. Anybody else? I'll share one from mine. My word is simple or simplify. And one of my questions is, what if it was fun? That's been a guiding theme for me this year as we've come into the year. All right, we're going to continue our mind map. So if you'll draw another arrow out from your word or phrase, and this one is about people and relationships, or community could also be the phrase here, but getting outside of yourself and interacting with others. What does that make you think about with your word? Keep working if you want to, but we'll come back to that. Anybody have something they want to share, an observation or anything to share? Go for it, Devin.
So mine's a little weird because it's sort of a reverse word. My word is suffering, and it's because I want my concept to be relief of suffering
Yep.
for 2025.
Yep.
And when I go to people and relationships, from that word, I immediately think of our girls' school that we support in India, because that's a community that we've never met in person yet. But it's a group that we're a part of and that we support. And it's so different, completely different perspective that community has on the world and suffering and what's going on than what we have here in our, US or UK view of what is going on in the world. So that's what I think of when I draw an arrow that says people and relationships out from suffering. That's where I arrive.
100%. And I'll add our Canadian friends to your perspectives as well.
No, I intentionally excluded them. So, just to be clear.
Nate, you were going to offer something as well?
Yeah, my word is absolutely for the year, but it's one of these words that is perennially true for me, which is the word play. And so for people in relationships, I have like the different areas of my life. So I have work play and parenting play and how to play and how to create play in places where it may not be the first thing that you think of, but it can be as important.
Absolutely. I love that. All right. Let's draw another arrow out from our word or phrase. And this one is actions. So, what actions does your word make you think of? What does it make you want to do? You could also use the word outcomes here. What does this word make you want to make happen? All right. Anyone want to share on this one? Actions or outcomes?
Yeah, I can share.
Awesome, Greg. Thank you.
So my word originally was searching, and so for this, I've got maybe try something new or revisit something old, maybe do something that I'm unsure of or that's maybe uncomfortable or I think might be uncomfortable.
I love that. Anybody else? All right. Last arrow we're going to draw out from our word or phrase is supporting words. What are the other phrases or concepts that your word makes you think of? Anyone have a supporting word or a supporting phrase or idea they want to share? Alessandra, go for it.
My supporting words were borrowed energy, that pair. So synchronous, everything is going on at the same time. People are working on the same things or similar things at the same time, but my sticking point is having the energy to do my own work, right? I'm really good at helping other people get unstuck. I have a hard time, doing that for myself. So I'm like, well, borrowed energy could be helpful. And then the picture that came into my mind was the engineering works of Wallace and Gromit.
I don't know them. Can you
Wallace
tell me
and
more?
Gromit is a claymation series out of the UK, and their theme song is ba 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 ba. So there's borrowed energy right there. Yeah, it's an English thing, and which made me think of, well, instead of designing I have a tendency to design for the perfect, right? As a designer, it's just a bad habit. I design for the perfect when actually I need to design for the bare minimum. And here's what I mean by that is like the success of Creative Work Hour, why it's still living and breathing and growing and being fun and playful is that I designed it for not my best day, but for my worst. What is something that I can bring to the world or offer to the world that I can do on my worst freaking day?
I love that.
And so with synchronous and borrowed energy, I want to keep that at the core of design drivers is how can I design for my worst day or borrow someone else's energy?
The word rejuvenation keeps playing in my head as you were describing that.
I like it.
I don't know why, but I'll offer that to you in case it's of value to you.
I like it. It's not juvie, it's rejuvie.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody else? That was awesome, Alessandra. Thank you.
It sounds cliche, but I picked is one of my words because I think that in terms of relieving suffering, that's one of the greatest resources if you can find a like-minded community. I can't think of one offhand, but if you were able to find such a thing, it really could help relieve your suffering.
I love that. Devin, I think you said the word was community. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Your audio was a little challenging there for a minute. All right. So you've got your mind map and you can certainly keep working on that and on your own as you wish. That can never be done or it can be done. It's up to you. You get to decide. It's completely yours. But now I want to talk to you for a little while and guide you through an exercise to think about how do you take this word and what it represents and turn it into action of some sort. So if we're talking about Nate's word of play, how do we actually make sure that play happens? Or Devin's word of suffering and relieving suffering, how do we make sure that actually happens? I've tried a few things over the years. I like to do something. I got it from a podcast called The Happier Podcast, Happier with Gretchen Rubin. And that is to choose a number of things based on the year. So this year it's a 25 and 2025 list. Last year was a 24 and 2024 list. And that is to think about that list in terms of my word. And when I choose my list, they are things that are, some of them are, I'm going to use definitely. I'm using air quotes around that though, because life happens and nothing is definite. There are things that are definitely going to happen. So for this year, I'm headed to Amsterdam later this year, and I'm going to take a picture in a tulip field. That is one of the things that is on my 25 and 2025 list. And that has to do with my word of simple or simplify, because I think tulips are just, there's just a simple beauty in tulips in a field. Like that is just one of the most incredible simple beauties that there is. So you could think about something like that. You could also think about a themed list. This year with my word of simple, I've been making a simple pleasures list and things that I find just joyful. Creative Work Hour is actually on that list. Spending an hour in CWH is one of my simple pleasures. You could make your word a focus area, or you could take up a habit or two or give up a habit or two. I have done that in previous years that would play into your areas there. So does any of that spark an interest or an action there that might be of interest to you? Alessandra, you're smiling into the camera. I'm gonna guess maybe you have something to talk about.
Well, okay. So you were talking about your 2025 list. So I've spent most of the day yesterday that I wasn't napping, working on my 2025, getting the major things for the year that have dates, like to get them on the big year list.
Yep.
And I think it's part of mental health recovery for me. Like I was always a hate relationship with calendars because I didn't feel like I think that faith is a feeling. Faith is not a feeling, but I was mistaken that you could feel faith for the longest time. And so calendars were just like something that I hated because I didn't have faith that I would ever be well enough to do something worth planning. And so I spent all day yesterday mapping out on a beautiful, beautiful calendar. Like, okay, I get to go play classical music with an orchestra in the south of France this summer. That's worth planning. Holy
It is.
cow. I get to go and speak at clarinet at the International Clarinet Festival. Okay. That's worth planning. And so I love what you said as get a photo of yourself in the field of tulips when you're in Holland. Like, because it gives a visual, it's not just letters or dates on a calendar. It's a visual driver. And so I'm going to take that suggestion or that example of yours and design what is that I want to capture in visually, and what sounds do I want to capture from those experiences? So thank you so much for that, because it's helping me shake hands with calendar.
I love that. I love that you brought in the senses. I'm a big Gretchen Rubinophile. She's the one who has the Happier podcast, and her most, I think it's still her most recent book. I don't think she's published anything since that. It's called Life in Five Senses. And one of the things that she talks about in that book is making a five senses portrait of a person or an experience or a place or something like that. And I love that idea. Dr. Melanie, I see your hand up. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, I think you can even before you get to France, do some visual, et cetera, things like a picture of the invite, a little stupid thing that pops up every so often with a funny, you take a photo of the picture of the invite and draw around it, anyway, or t days until it happens, or.
Like a vision board kind of thing.
Yeah, but simple. You
Okay.
know, like, okay, so it's in the summer and now we're in January. So right now it's an invite. In February, you look at it again, you say, okay, what am I thinking about? Here's a picture of my new clarinet reeds. I don't know. Who the hell knows? But something that just sort of, goes zunk and says, oh, yeah, this summer. Oh, yeah,
It's
cool.
happening. I like it. Thank you, Dr. Melanie.
I love that, and I think it goes along with, Creative Work Hour. And Alessandra, I'm not going to do this the justice it deserves, so please correct me. But Creative Work Hour is a collection of events, and Practice Not Perfect is one of them, where each day you and others show up to practice your craft. And I think that is such a wonderful way of embodying sound and spirit in our time that we spend together. So I love this whole family of activities we have around Creative Work Hour. All right. So, as you are thinking about the things that you might add, as Alessandra mentioned, I am a bit of a research nerd. So, I am going to add from a Harvard Business Study. And, Greg, do we have show notes that go along with these? I could send you the visual of this if that would be helpful.
Do have show notes, yeah, and I can make any visuals, any links, or anything like that available. Absolutely.
Perfect. So I'll send this out too. So if you're listening, you don't have to try to copy these down. You can just grab them from the show notes. But a Harvard study a few years ago identified sort of the key areas of our lives that we are trying to make changes in. And they identified six strategic life areas. And from those, they got 16 strategic life units. So the six strategic life areas are relationships, body, mind, and spirituality, community and society, job, learning, and finances, interests and entertainment, and personal care. And I think from those, most people could probably figure out their own strategic life units. We don't all have them, but I think those are the 16 most important. But I will make sure I share with Greg what those 16 units are so that you can see those if you want. So as you're thinking about things that you might want to change, a really good effort, a really good activity that I love is called the Wheel of Life. And it's where you make a circle on a piece of paper and you divide it up into quadrants based on the different domains of your life or the different domains that you're measuring at that point. And I'll include a template in the information that I sent to Greg, so that you can do that Wheel of Life assessment at some point if you'd like to do that. But it's a good tool, and I use it just not in life. I've used it in business as well to think about, are there different areas of my work that are I'm not giving the kind of attention to that I need to, or something like that. So I'll share some other templates and things with Greg in the notes that might be useful. They're better in a visual standpoint, so I won't try to describe all of them. But I hope this was helpful to help you tune in to your word or your theme this year and think about how you might take it from just an idea or an intention to actions that you might do.
What was the name of that Five Senses woman book?
Gretchen Rubin's Life in Five Senses.
Rubin, EN or IN?
IN.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
That was great, Cara. Thank you. I didn't know before we come to you, Alessandra. I don't know if we wanted to just to go around and everyone say what they thought of that. In the room today at the moment is Dr. Melanie, myself, Alessandra, of course, Nate. We have Devon, Cara, and Shadows. What do you guys think of that? Just yeah.
That's great. A really nice sort of straightforward exercise, but lots of stuff can come out of it. Really good.
Absolutely. Dr. Melanie.
I like doing this stuff here because I refuse to do it on my own. It's really very, very interesting. I like this one more in some ways than many. I don't know why. Maybe the mind map. I like doing this with other people. Doing it on my own just seems like some kind of homework. And kudos to Harvard for figuring out scientifically calculating the six areas of our lives. But I was curious, body, mind, spirituality, and self-care were separate in Harvard's thing,
They were. So personal care, they call physiological needs and activities of daily living. Body, mind, and spirituality is all around health.
and body and daily living aren't
I know. I,
very odd.
yeah, and that's why I think, Dr. Melanie, I think you bring up a good point. I think we all have to sort of figure out what those are for us. I look at that Harvard graphic as, okay, well, that's, I need to make sure I've got these covered somewhere in the way I think about them. But there are things we all have to think about. It's like brushing your teeth. We all have to do it if you want to keep clean teeth. So these are the areas we all have to think about.
Yeah.
Devin, how about you?
I'm with Dr. Melanie. I haven't made a mind map in years, but it was helpful, and I wouldn't have stopped and thought about my word and built it out like that. So, yeah, this was a great opportunity to just sit still and pick up pen and paper and think about something that's important to me for a few minutes.
Absolutely. The pen and the paper really helped me. Shadows.
Well, ironically enough, I don't do a word of the year or phrase of the year, but it was interesting listening, and I did try to apply it to a word like, echo, and played with that a little bit. So it was interesting. I've got to check out that book of Gretchen's.
Right. And it's really cool. These are going to be in the show notes. Alessandra, wow, just wow, right?
When I've done, I do like using mind maps when I'm stuck and I'm feeling so unidirectional, like I keep diverging and diverging and diverging. Sometimes the thing to do is just like think back to the core, and a mind map can be really useful for my brain in processing something. But what I found in doing this, along with Kara's beautiful velvety radio voice, is that instead of having like a word in the middle and all the legs off of it, I started doodling over it, and the doodle looks like a cloud, and then another baby cloud, and another baby cloud, and another baby cloud going all around it. So instead of a circle with sticks, like I've always done, it's like I've got this like very curvilinear, softer, more ethereal image to work with that structurally is the same, but is not so hard.
Sounds like you're cushioning yourself into your year.
You know what it sounds like? It's going along with your synchronicity word.
Oh, yeah.
The synchronicity isn't quite so linear that way.
Yeah, just a little softer, a little lighter, right? And it was lost on me until Dr. Melanie said that just then, that, oh, synchronous. Well, that has a hell of a lot to do with music, doesn't it? So, Kara, we love you for bringing us this really wonderful gift, and mostly to spend time with you. And we appreciate your bringing us together to do something fun together that, we don't have family or friends that would sit down and do this, even if we paid them. But that's why we have each other. So thank you for bringing us together to do this.
My pleasure. Thank you. I love doing stuff like this.
Well, it's happened again. You've wasted another few perfectly good minutes listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast. when you could have been doing something else. Actually, today wasn't a waste. It was absolutely wonderful. So remember, listen through, check the show notes, and let us know how you're working on your word, how that's coming along, and what you thought of the show today. Come back next week because we'll be here.